I think the beef sector in Ireland is at a crucial point in relation to whether or not it has a future at all, and that's not even countenance the type of future it has. Beef farming is facing a number of challenges. We know that the dominance of the retail and processing sectors has forced and depressed the prices that farmers receive for their product. We know that the European Union is engaged in free trade deals in a very aggressive way, which are impacting disproportionately and negatively on our beef sector. We know that factories have been manipulating many of the EU rules and regulations that were supposed to be put in place to protect farmers, and instead have been using those rules and regulations to force down prices. So Irish beef was in a very vulnerable place. To add to that, the complexities and the challenges that Brexit has undoubtedly presented just means, as I say, that the very future of Irish beef farming and the Irish family farm model that produces that for us is at stake. And therefore, the comments of the Taoiseach, which have been interpreted in some quarters as suggested that beef farmers themselves are responsible for the possibility of them needing some form of support, to me would ring alarm bells, because it would say that the Taoiseach in particular and the government by and large don't recognise that the vulnerabilities that farmers are in were already presenting themselves as a result of those issues, like the unfair trading practices and the dominance of the retail and processing sectors, like the actions of the factories in terms of depressing prices, and as the EU is proceeding with all of these trade deals. These are things that were happening anyway, and Brexit has simply compounded that. And when you consider the situation that the huge proportion, the vast majority of Irish produced beef actually finds its way into the British market, it's quite clear that Brexit has a particular impact and potentially devastating impact on Irish beef sector.